project. They Terminator X Buck Wilder. I'd rather take it easy. When I look back on what I've done about 100 years from now, I'm gonna cry myself to sleep at night. Somebody shows me how. When the sun shines down, what's left of me about 100 years from now, I'm gonna cut my water with a rebel yell and claw my way back to town. Open and the thunder comes about 100 years from now, gonna bury this old yoke and chain in the cold wet ground. And when I get off Tennybrook Farm about 100 years from now, I'm gonna marry you out of common sense. Get out from behind this line.
What's up?
Nobody can answer when you say stuff like that.
I mean, they can talk to their radio. Like, I'm always listening. I mean, I'm not actually listening. Like, I can't hear them. But, like, they can talk to me, man.
But that doesn't mean, like, they're, you know. Yeah.
Well, I have an idea. They could just post on our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, because we have one of those.
We have a Facebook page, everyone. It is called Fred and Susie's Adventure Hour. And you should really join it. And it's awesome.
Can you join it, or can you just like it?
You can whatever. You can like it.
You can do whatever you want to it.
You can do whatever you want to it.
That sounds suggestive. I'm not comfortable with it.
I'm totally comfortable with it. So, tonight we got a pretty great show. There's no particular theme, but we'd love to hear from our listeners since we have no idea who's listening.
Yeah, so if you go, what would they type in?
Fred and Susie's Adventure Hour.
Yeah, into your little search box in your Facebook page. And then you just like, if you want to put up a request, you want to just say something really nice about my hair. You can't really see
his hair. But
well, it just sounds like, just listen. Did you hear me flip it? It's really beautiful.
His hair's not really long enough for it to flip well.
I mean,
because when you had to shave your head because you had lice, you remember that?
That was like in middle school.
Yeah, but it didn't really grow back.
Well, that's because I'm going prematurely bald, which I don't appreciate when you bring it up.
I didn't think you were going bald. I'm sorry. Okay, you play a song.
Okay.
You go. I'm gonna
play a song. Okay. Here we go.
That was interesting.
Why do you always have to, like, bash my musical
taste? I didn't bash it. I said it was interesting.
Yeah, but like, you said
I
it.
I really like the idea of working with the wolves. Because, like, what would you guys do? Like, run around and eat raw meat?
That's not what the song's about.
Okay, I'm going to play my song.
What are you going to play?
It's, like, one of the most romantic songs I think I've ever heard.
I don't think it's the most... Well, maybe that you've heard, because you haven't heard a lot
of
good music.
You don't know what
I'm going to
play. Okay, I'm going to play it now.
Okay, go for it.
Stars are shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger on.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just sing this.
Give me a little kiss, sweet dreams, till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 buzz,
buzz.
Fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams, dreaming.
Till sunbeams find you. Keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.
Leave the worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, you've gotta make me a promise. Promise to.
That was pretty romantic, I guess.
Right? It's so sweet.
I mean, it's not like the most romantic, but...
What would you say is the most romantic?
Well, let's see. I'm going to play a song in a minute that I think is probably the most romantic.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. This has to load for a second.
Okay.
So we'll talk about something.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What's new in your life?
Well,
not that much.
I got a new retainer.
Oh, yeah.
So that's exciting. Yeah, it looks like a ladybug. You want to see it?
I don't want
to. You see it?
I don't want to. Don't.
You see it? That was on my bag.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe you would do that. I was just showing you my ladybug retainer.
I think we're just going to play a song because this got pretty embarrassing. We're going to clean up and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
You want.
So that was for one of my home slizzles.
Steve-O!
I'm back in the hood.
Steve-O!
Because I'm from the streets.
Steve-O.
That's where I picked up Clapton, was on the streets.
The streets of Long Island.
And it's pretty tough over there.
Did they also listen to the Dave Matthews Band on the streets of Long Island?
There's like... my cousin listens to the Dave Matthews Band.
Really?
Yeah, it's really embarrassing.
Awesome. Okay, so, this next song that I'm going to play is actually...
DJ Nero!
It's not his DJ name anymore, because that's already a DJ.
I mean, when I was chilling in Montreal over the summer, I saw him play. His name is DJ Nero.
He's not in Montreal over the summer, so... But he lives in Montreal, so this is imported from Canada.
Is it?
And this is a song that he wrote just for me.
It's called Raccoons.
It's called Raccoons.
Does he think you're a raccoon?
Because just like raccoons, Orin and I like to climb trees in the middle of the night.
That sounds sexual. Is that
it's
sexual?
It's not. I mean, we like climb trees.
You spit in my face.
I can't help it.
You just
I have overactive salivary glands.
So, oh yeah, and just so everybody knows, we cleaned up the mess in Susie's bag. We just threw it in the trash.
I can't believe you threw up in my bag.
Well, you don't have to worry about that bag anymore, do you?
It's terrible.
Your materialistic outlook on life. I'm freeing you from your materialistic self.
Okay, so anyway, this is my friend Orange track that he wrote for me.
DJ Nero.
That's not his name.
a true friend is hard to find.
So that was for you, Oren.
Yeah, DJ Nero.
That's not his DJ name.
Well, it should be. It's cool.
It is pretty cool, but DJ already had... Play what you were going to play. This is for Zuzia.
No, this is from me to Zuzia. I'm the one handling all the requests tonight, because okay. I have way more friends than you do.
That's not true.
I have, like, 6, and you only have 5.
People used to think you smelled so bad on your bus rides to camp that they would sit on the other side of the bus. The bus was kind of leaning to one side.
That's because I used to have to puke in my backpack.
Yeah, now you're just puking mine.
Well, I do have a...
Just play your song.
Bad gag reflex. Okay, one sec. Okay, let's see. You always embarrass me.
No, I don't.
You do.
No, I don't.
No, you do.
No, I don't. Time to...
Your feathers, baby, upon the ghosts along my shore. And I know our light was sold and buried before I knew it was for sale. With all this fever in my mind, I should aim for your kerosene eyes. So you're just a target in the sky.
Good, I liked it.
What was that?
The tallest man on earth.
No, but what did you say?
I was pretty good. I liked it. You know, I saw him play once, actually, before he was, you know, really popular.
Oh, yeah. You saw him with 2 Gallons.
Yeah,
right?
I saw him. He opened for the 2 Gallons.
And those other guys.
Yeah, this other band.
No, I've heard some of their songs. They're pretty good. Crystal Antlers?
No, yeah, it wasn't them.
It was definitely.
Was it them?
Yeah,
it was them.
They're like kind of hardcore, but not like super hardcore.
I didn't like them. Like, there were like 50 people in their band too. It was weird, like contrasting, because the tallest man on earth is just one person, and then 2 Gallons, two people.
Yeah, you know what would suck if like, you know how like Yeah's had 3 people, and then they have another person, and like other bands do that.
Yeah.
You know what would suck is if 2 Gallons got another person.
They don't need another person. I know. They're amazing.
Those other bands don't need another person either, but wouldn't it just be like the worst thing ever if 2 Gallons got another person?
It would ruin the James Joyce reference.
Yeah. What?
It's a reference. Never mind.
I didn't know that. Is it really?
It is, yeah. After the show that I went to over winter break, we got to talk with the drummer from the 2 Gallons about...
All right, just play your song. I don't want to hear about this anymore. It's making me jealous.
So this is one of my favorite bands. They're Bombay Bicycle Club. So here we go.
Oh, she can't wait for what I can give. She knows what I am, but she won't believe me. Is it all okay? Will I come off the like this? I can't believe it. It's always like this, 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 like this. Your word is there on your mouth, but it's not what I heard. If I follow the light that I deem the brightest, I won't believe it. It's always like this. Try to look proud, but you're not in the slightest. It's happening now, and it's always been like this, 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 like this,
Yeah, that was pretty good, I guess.
Thanks. I loved him.
Okay.
It's super cool.
Yeah. No, I don't. Not really that into them anymore. So I'm gonna play some. This is a little different than what we usually play, but I.
What is it?
It's this band called Exemption. They're from like the Brooklyn, Long Island area. They play shows there all the time. They've been touring a little bit over this past year. They're not that well known, but I think they're pretty good. So we're going to give them a try, and you can tell me what you think, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
What'd you think of Exemption?
That was interesting, I guess. Yeah. I like the mad guitar solos.
It wasn't really a guitar solo. I mean, it was just kind of like
the whole time. I guess, so that's not really a solo, but they were rocking out.
You don't seem like you liked it that much.
I'm going to play something a little more upbeat. It sounds kind of upbeat. It's actually not very upbeat, the song topics.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready too.
Go for it.
Orpheus melted the heart of Persephone, but I never had yours. Followed you back to the end of the path, but I never found the door. And you can work to save your love, you can bear it from the earth below. You can work, but you can't let go.
That was a little different.
Yeah, it was different. It's Zooey Deschanel, actually.
It's not,
I don't know if you've
not,
seen her TV show.
It's not Zooey Deschanel. It's Zooey Deschanel's band.
It's her and that other guy. And
yeah,
and a
but
bunch of other musicians.
You didn't mention the other guy.
Zooey Deschanel is singing, and other people are doing whatever they do.
You don't even care
about
her.
In her presence.
You just care about her.
I love her.
Tell
us
about
her. Have you seen her show?
Maybe.
She plays a teacher, and she lives in this old fire station, I think, with these four other guys.
It's not a TV
it's
show.
It's pretty funny.
That's called Nicole's Debbie Does Dallas.
It's not the same thing. Zooey Deschanel is innocent.
It sounds like the same plot.
Okay, whatever. What are you going to play next?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I mean, I have some idea, but I don't know.
Well, let me choose.
No. Oh, you mean out of what I'm going to play?
Yeah.
Or? Okay.
I'm going to choose solely based on the names.
Choose one of the names.
Okay, so we got Wide Eyes, Post Acid, Title and Registration, I Got Lost, and What's His Name. I like I Got Lost because That reminds me of this time that I got lost in the woods and these family bears. This family of bears, they kind of took me in for a little while.
You've only been in the woods one time, and I was there with you. There were no bears.
I went this other time because I have this problem where I sleepwalk sometimes.
So you sleepwalk into a bear's den.
No, see, here's what happened. I sleepwalked.
That's what it sounds like you said.
I sleepwalked, and I was outside the woods, and I was like, well, why not? I'm already here, right? So then I was walking about in the woods, but it was really dark, and I didn't have my glasses on, so I couldn't really see anything. And then I couldn't get back to where I was, and then these bear cubs ran up to me. But then I saw the mama bear. But you know how when you're in between a mama bear and her bear cub, she usually gets really mad? Well, she did, but she couldn't bite through my retainer. And she was gnawing on my head.
So then they took you in.
So then she took me in.
Because she thought you were some sort of robot.
Yeah, but then she tried to feed me this dead rabbit.
You don't like rabbits?
I don't like rabbits. They're scary.
They're not scary. Rabbits are so adorable.
They growl, and the ones that are white...
Rabbits don't growl.
Yeah, they go like...
No. You obviously were not petting it in the right spot.
That's all right, let's weird. Go.
Thank you.
Why are you on Facebook right now?
I'm not on Facebook. I'm ridiculous.
It looked like you were on Facebook.
Well, just because I have people to talk to and you don't, doesn't mean that you have to be rude.
I talk to my dad on Facebook. I have someone to talk to.
Okay, well, I was trying to talk to your dad on Facebook. He's a cool dude.
You met him like one time.
He's awesome, and I met him twice.
You met him only one time. It only takes one time to meet somebody.
I hung out with him twice.
Well, it's different than meeting him.
Okay, I play my song.
Okay.
It's harder every day, but I can't seem to shake the pain. I'm trying to find the word to say, please stay. It's written all over my face that I can't function the same when you're not here. I'm calling your name and no one's there. And I hope one day you'll see nobody has it easy. I still can't believe. Yes. 'Cause everybody knows, but nobody really knows how to make it work or how to ease the hurt. We've heard it all before, and everybody knows just how to make it right. I wish we gave it one more try.
In the States. Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
What? Why'd you stop the song?
You know what? That's where it ends.
No, I don't think so.
That's where it ends. Just play your song.
What? Well, how much time do you have left?
We have 1 minute, but our next presenter isn't here, so.
So I'll just go for it?
Just go for it.
I think he's here right now.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
If we don't see you, but we'll probably see you.
We can see you.